Not just one, but I've got two state senators here this morning. So it's double our fun. Of course, talk to this guy about every other week or so, State Senator Jim Stomas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Pleasure to have you in the studio.
It's nice to be in the studio. It's a little warmer here. So a little brisk out there this morning. I went for a little jog. I spent the night up here at the Tawas Resort. It was very nice, and then went for a jog and saw the sunrise. Again, trying to make sure we get more done on the sunrise side than the rest of the state does before they bother to get up. So
I like
he's on that other side. Senator McGregor's on that other side.
I was just going to say, Peter McGregor joining us too, State Senator. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you on. Now, I got two of you here, so must be big doings going on in the area. Is that right?
We are up here to help support Sue Aller. She's she's a great lady. I think she'll will do a fantastic job taking. It'll be hard to replace Representative Battaglia, but Sue is a fantastic lady that both Peter and I support, and we're hoping that the people will support her also.
Indeed. Well, we got you right here in town for a couple of reasons. One, as you mentioned that, but two, last night, I know it's a big issue here, almost here as much as the Flint water crisis, but what's happening up by Oscoda-Wurtsmith Airport there?
Right. So yesterday I got up to Oscoda-Tawas area and went with the DEQ traveling and looking at all of the new monitoring wells that are being put around the community and learning how they do that, learning how they do the testing, and spent the day with them doing that. And so we had gotten some additional funds this last year to make sure we helped out with that. And so it was nice to see exactly where those dollars were going, how it worked. Then around 2 o'clock, there was a public open house so that they could see where other testings have been, ask questions about the testing, and learn other things about what's going on with the PFOS, PFAS. And so, and then around at 6 o'clock last night, they actually had a public hearing or a public forum and gave a whole lot more information. And I got to tell you, at 2 o'clock, it was packed, and there was a lot of people in there asking questions. And at 6 o'clock, it was almost a full house again. One of the things, as we were out walking around and looking at some of the monitoring wells that the gentleman from the DEQ mentioned, is how much the community is coming together. And they're like, if you want to put one here, I'll let you put one in my front yard. If you want one here, we can do that. They are just working very diligently and being cooperative to help out with so many things. We're really trying to get a grasp on where the blooms are and who's being affected. And again, last night they announced additional homes that will be eligible for the water filtration and or the bottled water. So we continue to work on that. I did get Senate Bill 950 out of the Senate, and we sent that over to the House of Representatives. So we're hoping that as soon as they get back after the election, that they'll get that out of committee and over back to us so we can send it to the governor. So been working on that. Energy was another big one in Lansing. And then Senator McGregor is also working on some legislation that we were looking at. And so I'll let him maybe talk about that because it was with the broadcast, right?
We're always interested when we hear about things dealing with broadcasting.
The Broadcast Association of Michigan was the catalyst behind some legislation that we just passed out of the Senate, and it's the UAS, or the Unmanned Aerial Systems, or Drones Act. It's a brand new act for the state of Michigan. Our state was silent on the use of drones, whether proper use, improper use, commercial or residential or recreational, I should say. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to create that platform to encourage the proper use of the drones. It's a great tool. The broadcasters use it, retailers, the all sorts of different, MDOT uses it. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of associations that were behind and helped me pass this this legislation. It's SB 992, and it is out of the Senate, and we'll be working it with the House of Representatives now when they get back to see if we get this through during the lame duck session. But it's basically to encourage, enable those who are using it appropriately to continue to use it that way. And in a nutshell, it says if you have an FAA license to fly a drone, you can continue to do it. we put in a task force in there to come up so we don't it doesn't become a patchwork of an act like we have in a lot of our different acts where there's a lot of carve outs. So that this task force will recommend some language to us going forward in this next session, probably January, February, and come up with language that kind of pretty much broadly either promotes it and or looks at public safety.
All right. Yeah, so important legislation there. We'll hear about that more, as I'm sure, as we go along. And then you had mentioned briefly energy, too.
Energy is another big policy issue. We've been talking about that every time. It looks like the Senate, Senator Knopf, is coming closer to putting forward another policy. And it's going to be a big discussion. I think that the Senate is going to sit down and do a substantial caucus on November 10th in discussing whether we move this legislation forward or not. Senator Knopf did a great job in working with so many individuals. I'm not exactly there with him yet, but he's been fantastic to work with, and hopefully we'll get there. And so energy policy is a big one. You know, probably the other couple things that we have going on in Lansing, our schools are now back going, and we've got over, I was just thinking back, and I hear some of these commercials going, I think back, and it's like, my first 2 years as a state representative and under Governor Granholm, and we were down to $12 billion for our public schools. We're now over $14 billion for our public schools going there. So I want to make sure that individuals know that we are making those investments, not only with that, but $120+ million is going to early childhood education also, that Senator McGregor has helped really continue to move that forward with the governor. And so I'm very proud to work with Peter on that. Probably the other big thing that we had come up is the Flint report that I was chairing. And so we've released that report. We've given, I think, 30 recommendations with 14 that are actually recommendations we're hoping to get accomplished by the end of the year. That's enhanced criminal penalties for misconduct of state employees or any employees that put the public safety at danger. And then reestablishing the childhood-led Poison Prevention and Control Commission so that we continue to bring education and make sure people know that. And basically a fair billing practice on the water billing that's going on in Flint. It really is a challenge. They've got a very complicated formula, and the citizens are just very frustrated with that. Long term, we're looking at trying to reform the emergency manager, rewrites the lead copper rule, and establish and work on the underground assessment management council. We've got across the state so much old infrastructure, and the infrastructure is one that we've worked on when talked about with roads, but also with our underground public utilities, whether it's the water, it's the sewer, or our energy. And so that's another big one that we included within the report. And so it's out there, and if you want to take a look, you can do that. It's about 30 pages. Then I think we have about 1,800 pages of attached addendums with the governor's testimony and so many of the others' testimony on it from other organizations, Congress and or other places. And so probably the other big things going on, we had the hearings yesterday, the public hearing on the water for Escoda, but right. You guys did helped out last Friday, I think it was.
Yeah.
I lose track of my days.
It was last Friday.
It was last Friday, and I had at the Lumberman's Monument, and I went with for a walk with Nancy Houck and over 20 other individuals, and we did the Iascal Exploration Trail that was just fantastic. They did a great job. It was so exciting to see a great turnout. And we walked a little, almost 3 miles there and back, and spent a great afternoon overlooking all of the colors. It was just gorgeous. So if you have the opportunity to get out there and enjoy those trails, they're doing a great job keeping them up. They're doing a great job promoting them. And it was just a blast to be out there and enjoying that with them. And so we had a great time with that.
It was a beautiful day, yes. And, of course, you're looking great, man. I couldn't believe it. I haven't seen you in a long time. And so you have been out taking in those trails.
I have. I'm down 80 pounds.
Nice.
And
kudos.
I did the bariatric surgery, so I don't want people thinking I'm sick, but I'll be honest, I did the bariatric surgery back in December. It was a choice that I took some time on, studied the health and the sure. the if there's complications and or what are the right things for me. My wife has been so supportive. She has been fantastic. But I am down 80 pounds, and that's nice. Why I got out and enjoyed the little bit of a run this morning, watching the sunrise as you're running down the sidewalk this morning. It was fantastic.
Well, very good. Well, I know you guys got places to be today. If they want more information about what we've talked about today, as always, I always hate to stump you, but get more information on what's been happening?
Well, my office number is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. We're going to be in the community. If you see us out walking, please stop and say hi. And if not, please give me a call. And I'm in the district on a regular basis. It's a big district, 10 counties, 110 townships, 15 cities. But they keep me moving. But I'm here quite often and happy to sit down and have coffee with anyone that would like to do that. So please give me a call.
Very good. State Senators Jim Stomas and Peter McGregor, thank you for stopping in and enjoy the rest of your day today.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to tell all your listeners, make sure you vote on November 8th.
Boy, you can't say that enough. That is for sure. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for stopping by, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure, Jim.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.